it was to highlight different wool crafts that I think we need to save before no one knows how to do them anymore. I've always loved wool. I know people that live on farms and grow beautiful wool, and I just think sometimes the wool industry takes a bit of a hammering when it shouldn't, and want to get more wool out there and support our growers and get people using wool for different things other than to wear. We start with a bit of knitting, but there's so many different stitches. We've got crochet, but then there's things like weaving. So we've learnt a few beautiful weaving techniques. There's an Egyptian knot rug technique on one of the sheep, and there's latch hook rug. Learning something new and or perhaps reviving something that hasn't, you know, been that groovy.
Describe where this has gone, because I think you started with, you wanted 9 sheep decorated that represented each of the regions. I drove down the main street of Hamilton this morning and it seems like the whole town's been bombed.
Oh, the town has been incredible, and our shire has been incredible. It turned from a little flock of coloured sheep into a shire-wide project. I asked 8 towns to craft me a sheep using a wool craft technique in a specific colour. Then we got a promotional sheep. Then it sort of grew into, well, let's do a bit of yarn bombing. So we put knitting on all the parking metres and crochet on selected trees along Grey Street and called it the Wool Craft Walk. And then we got into the shop sheep. We got permission to use the graphic of the blue sheep out of the book Where is the Green Sheep by Mem Fox and Judy Horacek. And so once we did that, then shops could join in. And so they bought this sheep and then have decorated either using a scene out of the book or by doing something applicable to their own business. It's made the town really buzzy. It's really unreal to go down the street.
Where will the sheep go after the sheep pension's finished?
Okay, so we do flock dispersal then, and they go back to their hometowns for a show-off period of 2 to 3 weeks, and then they'll come back to Hamilton, and I'm currently filling their diary with bookings, so they'll appear individually or as a flock. Some were reluctant to let them go. I was at Glen Thompson one day, and I only know her as Dot from Glen Thompson. She's this beautiful lady doing perfect knitting, and she goes, "Oh, love, you know, Glen Thompson feels alive again. It just gives me something to do on a Friday morning," because they met every Friday for, I think, about 2 months.
I'm Dot Williams, and I live at Glen Thompson. We've enjoyed very much doing our yellow sheep, Glennie from the Glen. We all did a bit of crochet and knitting and squares and sheets.
So why did you get so involved with it, Dot?
Well, they wanted people who could crochet and knit, and I was one of those old people who could. Some of the young ones can't.
Have you been knitting? Did it kind of revive that for you?
Definitely. And I've gone on since and made a heap of granny squares. The granddaughter wants a rug, so that's in the house. Wool has come back and people want it. And also, they've used it in the town where it needed lifting. There's so many empty shops now that might encourage people to come and shop again.
So we hear a lot that Hamilton and the greater region is turning its back on its wool history and its heritage. You disagree with that at the moment?
I do.
Do you think this project has helped bring that back?
It has, for the women at any rate. I don't think the blokes have done much.